And then Mem Tesamid Beis, towards the last third of the Amid. Omer Beloi, Omer Ish Lakish. We learned already one of the Takanas of Usha. Now the Gemara is going to go and is mentioned to others. But Usha Hiskino Hakosev Konachos of Lebanov, who the Ishton Izonimahim. Person writes all of his property to his children. Why would a person do that? Because he has debts or whatever, and he wants to write off his ownership so his creditors can't collect from him. So, or other reasons, whatever. He leaves himself nothing. So the takana was that he and his wife still get supported from that. The children have to support the father and wife, the lavdaka, their mother, from the nechassim. Maskifel abzera, the same Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, gedola mizu amru. Right, so the kasha is the following: the halacha is amru amenaso nizonus nechassav, hu veishto miboya. What in the takana that he and his wife should be able to be supported from the nechassim that he wrote over to his children. The halacha is even the almana, he dies, so his almana gets what's it called supported from the children's estate. Who veishto miboya? So when he's alive, him and his wife, of course, he gets supported. We need a special takana for. The Sholech Rovin, Bigarte, Mishemes, Viniach Almana Ubas, because Rovin sent in a letter of Halacha, Tshuva. He said the following: a person died, Viniach Almana Ubas, and he has a widow and a daughter who's not married yet. Almana, so, Nizonis Menechosov, right, so his Almana gets supported from the estate. Mesa Habas, Nises Habas, Almanasa Nizonis Menechosov, even if the daughter gets married, the Almana still gets supported. Mesa Habas, if the daughter dies, Omer Yehuda ben Achosov Shereb Yossi Bar Chanina, Al Yodai Hoya Maisa, the Omer Almanasa Nizonis Menechosov. Right, so his almana still gets supported. So if from his estate, after death, the almana continually gets supported, what is there a havamina that during his lifetime he shouldn't be supported from his own estate? No worse than if he be dead. So Mara says, Mao de Semana, you need this takana vusha, because I would say the following, Hasum hu deleka de Torah, avahacha nitrach li didei ulidido. Right, well, that's when he's dead, so his almana is not going to go to work to support herself. Neither is his daughter. So therefore, they get supported from the estate. But during his lifetime, he can go to work and support his wife and support his daughter. So maybe there shouldn't be an inyan that he should be able to be supported from the estate since he wrote it over to his children. He can go work. Right, kamash malan, not that lamaisa, even though he wrote off all his nechosim to his children, he still is supported from those nechosim and his wife, and even after death. Iboyelu hilchos kavosei or less hilchos kavosei, is the halacha like that or not? This takana, right? Is that the halacha or not? Toshma. Okay, let's see what's it called. That's before the see Rashi. Hu veishto nizonis mehen vafilu kosel miachshav. Really, he wrote over his nechassim not after Misa. Right? He wrote it after Misa, it's still his when he's alive. He wrote it me'achshav. I'm giving you everything now. So he has nothing left. The takana was that he should be supported and his wife from the nechassim. Gedola mizu amru, but gedola mizu amru kigon almano bas v'nisus habas. Shafapi shehu meis v'nechassim nishtabu lelokeach durabonon. Kigon bal benichse yishto, the kaimelon engel tzilim mazon ha'isha min achosim mishubadim afilu hachi heicha doleka lemechash letikon ha'olam kigon ki hai lokeach shelo hotzi mos shavu rabbona ki yoresh v'amri tizon ha'amonim nechse ba'lo. The halacha is that as long as these property, even if it's lien to others, the almana still gets support from that property. Ki hada shalach raven bigarte nise sabas afal gav the omer rabbanim baal benichse ish to lokeachave. Right? If the daughter got married, even though the rabbanim said that when it comes to a woman's property that she inherited or whatever, it's hers, and the baal is considered like a lokeach by his wife's property, the kaimalon ein motzin lemozim ha'isha min chosim mishubadim. Right, and the ma'isa, what's it called? The halacha is that leaned property, we don't take support from leaned property. If there's a balchov and he collected that property, we don't take the support from that. Hacha shavu rabbana ki yoresh. Here the rabbana made him like a yoresh, and a yoresh you do take support from. He doesn't, what's it called? It's not lean. You should say that the almana, because we're concerned about the almana, that she should have support. So the Rabbanan said that he doesn't have a din of a lokeach, the property, and it's not considered leaned for the debts, and the mele, the almana gets support. V'achim mefurish b'yesh nochli. Huvi ishto shehu kayim. Ve'elu bonav heim v'lo hotziu mos ele matona bi'alma. Right? Here, though, it's him and his wife, and they didn't, what's it called, the children didn't spend any money on this. They're not like a balchov or whatever that loaned the guy money and he didn't get his money back. They were given a matana. Calls came that they should have support the father. He gave him a present. And so they should have to support the father and the wife. Mi boy, if you forgot the matana kemecher linyan shibud, even though normally, it also says along Arichus, when we say matana is kemecher, right, if I sold you something, it could be leaned for a debt that I have. What if I gave it to you as a present? Is that also leaned or not? The long talks is when mecher and matana are the same or not. But Rashi says, even though matana is kemecher lien shibud, that legabe a lien, right? If I owe somebody money and I have property and I sell it, so the property is leaned and the balchov can take it away from the person I sold it if his debt preceded my sale. If I gave it as a present to somebody, it's the same thing. The balchov can come and take away the present. Hosom hu di ilav the ovid le nicho le nafshe lo yod matana, because the matana is like mecher. Because if you didn't do me a favor, I wouldn't have given you a present. So I'm giving you the present in compensation for something that I got from you. So it's mamish like a sale. Avol b'no leka le meimer hachi. I didn't give you the present because you gave me some. Nah, I gave you because my son. Totally a present. So here we don't say that it's lean. Meso habas ubala yorsho. If the daughter died and the baal now is yoresh the daughter, amanoso shel avi habas, the almana of the father of this girl. In other words, the original guy nizonis minchosav. V'lo amrin ish nochri huze. The eno yorsho shel av. Ela shel ishto kolokeach bi alma domi. The ein motzin lemozon ha'isha minchosav mishubadim. We don't say that now that this guy, what's it called, the bas dies and her baal is yorisher, so his almana, right, the father of the girl still gets supported from that. So Morris says no, hasam hu deleka de torach kama shemes baila. Over there where we let the almana constantly be supported from the estate is because nobody's going to work for her. We don't send her out to work. Lahachi ovad rabbanat akanta avalhacha dekoi iu nitrach lididei lidida. But he's alive. When he's alive, let him go to work. Why does he have to be supported from his past estate? Hilchosa kavosei ader beloi koi. Is the halacha like beloi, right? That like the takon of ush or not? Okay, so Mora says toshma. We'll see if the halacha is like him or not. The Rabbi Chanin of Rabbi Yonason have kai me. Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Yonason were together, and a guy came and he kissed Rabbi Yonason's feet. Omer le Rabbi Chanin, my high, so Rabbi Chanin said, what's going on? Why is this guy kissing your feet? Amarlei kosin the chosilabonav. This guy wrote off all his property to his children. The asasinu lizani, and I forced him. Tosha says that it means with dvarim, I gave him a good, nice musar shmuz that he should support his father, that they should support the father from the estate that he wrote over to them. So Gemara says, Yomer Shlomo lav dina, that really it's not the din like that, right? Then mishum hachi asinu. That's why he had to force him. If it's that's the halacha, why do you have to convince him? You should have just taken it by force. Rashi learns, "Dasinu kafisio so bechoska." I forced him. Mevneisha tirachti olav likones lo lifnim mishuras hadin michavavayni. Since I did something to him, that I did something for this guy, that his children support him, lifnim mishuras hadin. That's why he was mechabed me so much. The Edinahu ain't kan gemilus tova lahavzik lo tova shall korcho yishba them. As Rashi learns, Tosus learns what I just told you. Rashi learns that lechora, if all that Rabbi Yonasan did for him was what the halacha was, what after such a makar tova, all you did was enforce the law. That's your job. A little bit against the musar vort that hakoras hatov is even for things that do their job. See, Moshe Rabbeinu had hakoras hatov to the water, to the sand. All they did was what they do naturally. But it could be that he didn't have to kiss his feet. Now, you have to be makir tova. You don't have to go kiss somebody's feet. If they did something to you, they have to do. But to kiss his feet, it had to be something extra special. Okay. Omre v'loi. Ba'usha hiskinu ha'mevazbiz al yevazbiz yosher michomesh. In Usha, they made a takana that a person who wants to give more than meiser, he can only give up to a fifth. Right? And Tosha says that's like meiser. The first year you give a fifth of your property, and the next year you give a fifth of the profits. Normally a person gives a tenth. You're allowed to give up to a fifth, but more than that not, and it's called mevazbeis. It's called wasting it. Right? Are you giving tzedakah? But you're giving in such a way, in the end, you're going to end up needing tzedakah. Why, Shemi, it's torich lebrios? Because maybe you'll need tzedakah, but it's more than that. It'll be a chil Hashem. People will say, you see, this guy gave tzedakah because of that, he's poor. So they won't give tzedakah. And even though there's a haftacha, aser to aser, right? But there's, again, there's, that is true. But there's a lot of things that can hold that back. And even though it says bechanunin of azos, it could be that's only by meiser dogan, not by meiser ksofim. But even if it's a meiser ksofim, right? There are things that can hold back that halacha, that skula. It's not a skula. Right. For instance, it's always give the example. If somebody tells you that watermelon seeds will produce watermelons, it's true. But if you plant it under asphalt, it's not going to produce watermelons. It's true. Tzedakah will make you rich. But if there are other reasons to hold it back, then it's true. Tzedakah will make you rich. But if you have other reasons why you shouldn't be rich, then you're not going to be rich. There was a person who wanted to give more money than a chomesh. The lohiniach lo chaveiro umana Rabbi Shevov. Rabbi Shevov didn't let him. The amri leah Rabbi Shevov. The lohiniach lo chaveiro umana Rabbi Akiva. Some say it was Rabbi Shevov wanted to give more than a chomesh on a regular basis to aniyim, and Rabbi Akiva stopped him. Rashi, hamavazbeis laaniyim. So they say that there are exceptions. You could give more than a chomesh if you're giving it to support talmidei chachamim. But aniyim not. But talmidei chacham, yeah, that could be where Rashi says laniyim. Because there are people you're allowed to give more than a chomesh to. To support Torah, you're allowed to give more than a chomesh. You're allowed to give more than a chomesh if you're a rich person, very rich, and the more than a chomesh is going to leave you with plenty of money. You're allowed to do it before you die. Give out more than a chomesh or whatever. So there are exceptions. May chomesh ben chosef shlo yitzarech lebrios. You shouldn't need to come on to other people. If you're not such a rich person, you give more than a fifth, there's a chance that you're going to end up poor. Omer of Nachman, Visemer Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Mikra, what did they make the asmachta? Where did they find a hint to this idea that to make the limit a chomesh? The chol asher titin li aser asrenu loch. Yaakov Avinu said, aser asrenu. Right, so I'll give it meiser plus another ten. The Mar says, "Holo dummy, sura basral, sura kama." It's not going to come out to a fifth, because once you give the first tenth, what's left is only nine tenths. So now you're giving a tenth of nine tenths, only nine. So it's not a fifth. Amravashi asrenu lebasro ki kama. Aser asrenu doesn't mean I'll take a tenth of the tenth that the nine tenths that are left. I'll give an exact tenth, just like I gave the first tenth. Two tenths of what the original was. Asrenu midloksiv aser aser lo chochikomer. Asrenu karishon. Kolomer meiser sheni ye karishon. The second tenth will be exactly equal to the first tenth, which means a fifth. Omer of Shimi Barashi, Ushmus halolu mismatos v'holchot. Right, these Shmuos, there's three things we said. The first one was what we had before. Where is it? Ba'usha skinu she'odim zonis bona v'yasbenosov. Right, and that was said, Omer of Eloi, Omer of Shlokish, Mishum Reb Yehuda, Bar Chanina. Three mandi omrim. Reb Eloi, in the name Reish Lakish, and the name Reb Yehuda. Then we had Omer of Eloi, Omer of Shlokish. Two people. And now he said Rav Reb Eloi alone. So these Shmuels about Usha that Reb Eloi said, the first one was said in the name of three people, second one two people, third one person. So the Mismatos Vaholto, the Simonich, you want to remember which ones came first, you know who said the name of three, and who said the name of two, and who said the name of one, so you know who said these Shmuels. Ktanim, the first one was Ktanim, Kosvu, Bizbizu. Ktanim was the one with three. Kish kos kos of nechosav is two, and bizbizu al yivazbez is the one. Omrav Yitzchok beusha iskinu shi odem es galgel im beno ad shteimas veishana mikan ve'elech yoredim olachayev. A person should deal with his child till he's 12, and deal with him moderately, calmly, whatever. But once he reached his 12 and he doesn't want to learn or he doesn't want to go b'derech hatova, then yoredi moldechayev. Don't feed him, don't support him. What's it called? Until he'll do what's right. Rashi. Megalgalim b'no imesarim lilmol. You galgalimo b'nachas with dvarim rakim till he's 12. Be nice to him, right? Then you should deal with him with warmth and love. But once he's 12, he doesn't want to learn, he doesn't want to go on the Derech HaTov, Yoradim Olechayev, Lirdoso Britzua V'choser Lechem. Beat him, and don't feed him. Okay? Not politically correct today, that's not, kid doesn't want to go on the Derech, feed him with nice love, and what's it called, don't beat him, don't stop supporting him, whatever. Okay, maybe times have changed, or maybe Taka, people would follow what Rashi says, the kids would turn out better. In any case, Eini v'ha'omar le'rav rav l'rav Shmuel bar Shilash. Bar Shmuel bar Shilash was a malamed tinokos. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra. So Rav said to him, "Botzer mi bar shis lo tekabel. Don't take a kid less than six into school. Bar shis kabel six. Take him into school. The sofi leketura, and stuff him with learning." Gemara says. In Sofi Leketura, Miu Enu Yori Nimo Dechayev Enu Chanami. You stuff him with learning, but you don't starve him and beat him. Right? You do it nicely, but you stuff him as much as you can with learning. Ad La Acher Shteimas Veishana. Till 12, you're still nice. 6 to 12, you're stuffing him with learning, but in a nice way. Till 12, after 12, he doesn't want to be stuffed. You stuff him with. Rashi says with a strap. The boyesema lokash holam mikra holam mishnah. For mikra, you what's it called? From 6 to 12, you stuff him. But for mishnah, if he doesn't want to learn mishnah, right? Then what's it called? You beat him. Dom rabaya omer li aim bar shish le mikra bar eser le mishnah. Right? From 6 to 10, he learns chumash. And from 10, he starts to learn Mishnah. Bar Kleser, and here's the different gerses. We have Bar Kleser, 13, Letaniso Meish Leis. He fasts on Yom Kippur the whole day. And before that, only Lashals. We don't pass him like that. We pass him that a child from 11, right, a year before Bas Mitzvah and 2 years before Bar Mitzvah have to fast already. Mi Takonos Chinuch. Uve Tinokas Bas Treser. So there's another gersa here. That meaning from the when you go into the 12th year, which means from 11 and on, that's when they have to start fasting Meis Leis. Rashi, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Melamed Tinokas Oya. Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas was a Melamed Tinokas, and he told him that you don't take a kid less than six. The Sofi Lekitura Haliteu Torah Kishor Shatamalito Va'ovso Maichel. Like you force feed a shore, that's how you should force feed a child from six and on, feed him what's it called, stuff him with Torah. Litanisa Meis Leis, Lusanos Kolayom. The Chinucha Lishos Mikodim Lechain Shnosayim Kedabrinim Biyuma. This Mandiomer holds that 2 years earlier, from 11, you're only mechanech him for shals. He fasts at night, eats a little bit later in the morning. Uvetinoka shim maheris lahavi koach she'ena mateshes koach b'limud haTorah. This is a svara that the reason a girl becomes bas mitzvah 12 is because she doesn't have to learn Torah. So Torah is matish kocho shel adam. So a boy is delayed in maturing an extra year because of the Torah that he learns. But a girl doesn't have that, so she matures earlier. The tartish rei de ka'omer, shnash temes rei gufa ka'omer. It means in the 12th year, not when she's 12 and bas mitzvah, but a year before. So a girl from 11, already you're mechanech her for tainis, the whole tainis. Gibash temes rei v'yomecha deraisa hishim, v'yesh de sairus de bas onshim. V'ein tzorech lan luma mitinok, mitin, tzorech labaya. Jumar's not saying, well, we don't have to learn from Abaya's nursemaid that a girl's 12 has to fast. It means in her 12th year, meaning 11, when she's 11. But the Maisha, the halacha is that a boy has to start fasting from the time he's 11, and a girl 11, even though it's only 1 year before a bas mitzvah and 2 years before a bar mitzvah, that's the halacha.